Now, I've got a very special guest coming up, Brenna Harding. You might recognise her as Sue Knight from the hit TV show Puberty Blues, for which she won a Logie for Most Popular New Female Talent, as well as a nomination for Most Outstanding Newcomer. She's also been in Secret City, The Code, A Place to Call Home, plenty of things. But she's currently working on a theatre production with Loom Productions. Brenna, Loom Productions was founded this year. Can you tell me about it?
So Loom Productions is myself and two other wonderfully talented women, Mia Lethbridge, who is an actor but also a writer and a director. She did, listeners might have seen, a satirical political commentary video called Drop It Like It's Rot last year about the tampon tax.
Great.
Yeah, which was very fantastic. And Diana Popovska is the other founding member of Loom Productions. And she's a total powerhouse. She directs, she writes, she acts. She most recently created a web series called Plans, which is a queer web series, which is super, super cool. And all the episodes are online. I think there's about 8 of them. But yeah, the three of us met through this production, actually. Deanna and I worked on a short film together last year. And loved working with each other so much and thought there was so much more to be explored because it was such a short project. We did a lot in the rehearsal room that we didn't get to do on the day, and so we decided we should do another project together. And, I mean, this happens all the time, you know, actors in the back of a film set being like, oh, let's work together again. But this time she actually went out and found this play, The Golf, which is about two women in a lesbian relationship, and is 60 minutes long. It's just a two-hander talking back and forth. And we got Mia on board, and then we thought we should start Loom Productions as the production company to do this first project.
Wonderful.
We had such great creative energy together.
So the Loom Productions has kind of come around because of this play that you're putting on. Yeah, cool. And so Mia is directing the play and you and Diana are starring in it.
Yes.
Yeah, and,
but Diana and I are also producing it.
Okay.
So it's very much an in-house production.
So a very powerful trio that you're working together. And also what I love is that it's all about producing diverse diverse stories with women at the helm. So
absolutely.
Is that something that you saw lacking in the Sydney theatre scene?
Yeah, look, I think that all of us as actors understand the constant battle of receiving character descriptions and scripts and projects that don't really give women a lot to work with. They're quite limited, quite stereotypical, often will be slightly misogynistic or objectifying. And I think finding roles for women that are powerful and interesting and complex is really hard. And also finding projects where there are women in sort of the producing and directing capacities who understand the needs for those complexities and who elevate them and make them the core issue. So I think there are a lot of fantastic women in the Australian film and theatre scene. But, yeah, a lot of projects are missing those voices, and so we just wanted to make that our priority. And also to find complex representations of LGBTIQ people, but especially women, because when we were searching for this play, we realised that there weren't many plays that were just about a lesbian couple or who had a lesbian couple as one of the sort of predominant features in the play. The representations were very limited. The lesbian characters were often on the sidelines or were really stereotypical, and so to find this play was really magnificent.
Yeah, so this is the Australian premiere of the play. It's called The Golf and it's by Audrey Cafalli. Can you tell me a little bit about the plot giving too much away?
Audrey's a Southern American writer, and she wrote this play about 2 years ago. It started as a short play, and then she expanded it. And I think the first image that she had in her head was sort of two women having a really intense conversation. And she worked back from there and found out why they were having this conversation and what was going on with them. And so this story is about two women, Betty and Kendra, out on a fishing boat in the Alabama Delta for 60 minutes, the 60 minutes that the play goes for. And is a meditation, I guess, on some of the issues at stake in their relationship. They've been together for 6 years, and I think it's at that point in the relationship where they know each other really, really well, but they know each other in the kind of capacity where they know how to twist the knife and how to get on each other's nerves. And I think at this point they are starting to want different things, and they're starting to pull against each other. And it's, I guess, looking at whether the two as individuals can feel fulfilled and be happy and still be together, whether that's something that's possible.
Wow.
And so I think that that's what a lot of the conversation
Yeah,
is
incredibly
about.
Complex. Have you found it a challenging role to play?
I think maybe in some ways, but I guess I haven't really noticed it being a challenging role because the writing is so good and because Diana is so good to work opposite and
yeah.
because Mia is so attentive and insightful that it's really hard to feel like I'm kind of battling this one on my own because I'm working with all of these brilliant women and all this brilliant text. It's been quite, I guess, a cotton wool journey in some ways that I've been quite supported through. And I think it's had its challenges, but it's had its good challenges.
Yeah.
And I think we've just, from the minute that we got in the rehearsal room, or from the minute we read the script first, have gone deeper and deeper and deeper into these characters.
And it opened about a week ago and it's ending on the 5th of September. So our listeners have a little bit longer to come and see it.
Yeah, but tickets are selling quite fast for our last few shows. So if listeners do want to come along, it's probably a good idea to buy them sooner rather than later. I think our last two shows are just about sold out and we've only got tonight and two other ones.
Okay, so we'll post that on our Facebook page so people should hop to it. I've been speaking with Brenna Harding. Brenna, thank you so much for your time.
Thanks
and
for
all the best for the rest of the golf.
Thank you. Bye.